Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining me for the monthly message for June 2023. And happy summer solstice to you, June 21st of this month. I can't believe it's already June. Okay, so Spirit shows wanting to share this message as we're almost moving from a distant past to a distant future kind of perspective. Probably because we're kind of nearing almost that halfway point. And so they show almost an earthquake kind of sensation of all these tumultuous kind of things being shaken up, broken up, a chaotic, tumultuous time. And then it getting to a point where you have no choice but to almost kind of laugh because things, and this is just where things break down to a point where you're forced to surrender, right? You have no choice but to just accept what is, which is the whole point of things having to break down in order to break through. And so then we're shown eventually the lava stops flowing, things calm down, and then they move over out of the fire into the water element. So the water, of course, then representing the emotions and the flow and the healing and this kind of sense of calm coming in. And so then we were shown there's still that fire element because there's the sun shining down on the water, but more of a balance coming in as we move more into that emotion. So as we move out of from kind of the distant past and then the water element representing the recent past, that brings us more into this present moment, which we then see with a little mixture of air and earth element. And so what we're being shown here is movement mixed with stability. And this month of six energy can really represent home, domesticity, and recreating a sense of happiness in your life. But they put the emphasis on recreating that. I'm shown people trying to resurrect, like it's like a building that's fallen down and someone trying to lift it back up, and Spirit saying, no, leave that be, like go look at that plot of land over there, you know, check that out, or you know, someone being where they need to be, and having come out of that distant past but not liking it, and Spirit saying like, hey, stop. You're looking through the wrong lens. Like, look around and count your blessings. You know, look through the lens of gratitude. And maybe you need to be actioning things instead of, you know, looking forward instead of looking backward. And so there's a lot of emphasis on perspective, but really realigning priorities. Because what's happened is that past disruptions have really shifted priorities. And what you prioritize has changed. And now you need to change your external world and your routines and, you know, many different things possibly to reflect these new priorities. And when our priorities change, if we don't change some of our routines or some of these things in the material world to match them, then we're not going to be in harmony, right? We're going to be experiencing disharmony because things aren't in alignment. So in May, as they were saying, there was going to be some surprises. Hopefully some of them were, I mean, I know I certainly felt that some things came up where it's like, oh, okay, that was like a lot, it wasn't like bad, it was just kind of unexpected or a bit intense, but hopefully they were more on the positive side, maybe some weren't, but either way, it was furthering that alignment, and that's what I feel like was positive about it. Like Spirit was saying, it was all to just like, wow, this is coming in fast, and I'm sure a lot of you felt that. We all process differently, but it was like, okay, this is coming in and I just got to make this change now while it's there and coming in because it's like it's processing really fast and I got to get it out before I lose it. So if you're getting these downloads from spirit, you know, these thoughts or these visions or these intuitive hits, as I like to call them, just be with them, trust them, channel them, let them flow through you while they're coming in, because that's how it is right now. It's a time of rapid shifts, rapid processing, you know, and just let it flow, be with it. It's a time for deep faith, leaps of faith, and just being in that trust and that flow. So let that water element from the recent past serve you in the present by staying in that flow of trust and faith as you now like realign with this. Okay, what are my new priorities? And then as you're making these decisions, what serves them? Okay, every decision you make, you look at that list of what are my priorities and you ask yourself, does this decision support that? If it does, you're on the right track. If it doesn't, let it go. Simple as that. We get so caught up in like going into that mental self and that ego and like who, where, what, when, how, why, coulda, shoulda, woulda, blah, 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 right? All that mind stuff. Whereas if we just let go, what's the priority? Does this align with it? If it does, brilliant. If it doesn't, then I'm not on purpose. Go into the heart. Feel your way forward. This is about embracing the new, which then takes us into the near future, which is destiny. So this is about, are you going to allow yourself to embrace the new beginnings, to push past the fear of the unknown, to step into destiny versus fate? Can you allow your free will power to take you in, I was going to like reference Star Trek there, boldly go where no man has gone before. Like, can you go into this space where you step out of your fear and explore new territory? And the only way to conquer fear is to walk through it. You have to just face the fear of the unknown in order to get the rewards of those new beginnings. And this month, what's so great about the sixth vibration is that because it is connected to a sense of home and domesticity, there's such a comforting vibration to it that it's actually going to lend itself to a lot of support in terms of moving those energies forward, because people that may have felt a little bit shy in terms of moving things forward are going to feel quite a supportive push that they may not have felt in that energy of last month, the five, which can feel quite, pushy. You know, five energy can feel a little bit aggressive for people, whereas six, it's like a push versus a hug. That's how I would describe it. Five is a push, six is like a hug. And so this month, you might feel a lot more embraced and a lot more, there's just a gentleness that might make you feel a little bit safer stepping out. And so spirit is saying, trust us. Trust that you're going to land where you need to. Ask us for what you want. Remember, ask for what you need. Ask for help. Ask for what you want. How do you want it to feel? Right? What do you need from us? And then ask us for it. Listen to those repetitive thoughts and feelings, and then trust in those repetitive thoughts and feelings, and then action, and take that divinely guided action when you get those intuitive hits. So as we look at moving forward into the distant future, then there's a little bit of anxiety that starts to surface. And so this is, then I'm shown like, okay, I'm sitting in this new energy, and then I'm starting to feel some of that old discomfort come up of like, okay, well, I haven't been here before, and it's almost that old disruptive energy trying to creep back in and go, well, now what? Well, now what? And it's those old safety mechanisms that want to have you reach out and connect with those old feelings of safety, the old ways of doing things. But remember that those are illusions of safety. The only true feeling of safety comes from within. It comes from that God source energy inside of you. That unconditional love and safety that is you. That spark of the divine. That I am essence. And so whenever you need to feel safe, you turn to that. You connect with your spirit team and you relax and you breathe and you go and you use your spiritual tools, and you will instantly be connected and be able to find what you need. And so spirit is showing me just a lot of breath work, a lot of connection, but there's going to be this beautiful grace period that I'm being shown in the distant future, where it's like, if I can get through that, I can get through anything. And then I just have the most beautiful image that they show of you cradling your inner child in your arms, like cradling yourself as a baby. And just representative of reaching this place of self-love that for some people is definitely the first time. And I see them, it's like having your first child, where you're just like this complete awe and wonder. And I see them just being floored by, like, I never thought I could get to this place of self-love with myself, or of self, you know, self-authenticity or honoring. And so spirit says it's important that you understand why these things have happened, why you're experiencing what you're experiencing, and why you've been on the journey you've been on. Yeah, it's been a ride, but there's a reason for it. There's a purpose to everything, as we keep reminding you of, they're saying. And that's where it's taking you to. So they reference that because it's one of the most magical moments of a person's life. So sometimes you're saying we need to be reminded where something is taking us, because when we're in the thick of something, we often forget. We just feel lost and mired down in the thick of it. We just forget. Like right now I'm in the mud, but we forget that the lotus grows out of it. So know that this, the beauty that is trying to come through out of this, the beauty that can come from it, and all that's required is that free will. And in this present moment, it's like allowing yourself to just trust and choose. Yeah, I want to be in health and peace and joy. And I don't know what it looks like. I surrender to spirit. The one thing that I know is that I don't have control. I just know that I choose to let go and to trust and to have faith that I am protected and provided for, and that it's all going to work out. And I utilize my spirit team. I trust in them. And it's all going to be okay. So I really see spirit gathering in a circle and just bringing down this beautiful wave of reassurance and of calm. And this beautiful just grounding and yet uplifting energy all at the same time. So it's almost this gorgeous, like, smoky quartz grounding influence, while at the same time, this, like, amethyst and rose quartz uplifting energy, uplifting minds and opening hearts, while also this grounding and almost hematite soothing energy for the lower body as well. And so this is a month of restoration. And I feel like they're saying, if you feel a little bit lost, because I see some people kind of flailing a little bit, like fish out of water, or kind of wandering, like, I don't know where to go or what to do with myself, or just bored and like avoidance. They're saying there's a ton of people that are, you know, doing a lot of escapism or avoidance right now. Like, there's some things that need to be dealt with or cleared out. And spirit's like, it doesn't mean you have to be push yourself and be like a bull and just, like, you know, charge at things head on. You know, you can be gentle with yourself and approach things, you know, in an ebb and flow kind of mindset. But they're saying it is a time of balance, but there, it, it's definitely there a time to approach things and bringing them to a conclusion, a joyful conclusion, let's say. So they're saying make use of your time. It's a time of peace and productivity. I think that's really beautiful how they just put that, because that's exactly how I see it being. It's like you pick and choose your days, and you're like, someone's like rolling up their sleeves. They're being super productive, digging in. It's like, okay, I might not want to do this, but it needs to get done. And then they go and they have a super restful day to balance it out. And by the end of the month, I feel like there's a deep sense of fulfillment in terms of accomplishment. There's quite like a feng shui vibe to this month. So we're either seeing some spaces being cleared out or some actual change in spaces, or just like overall energy shifts, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. But this is, yeah, there's a lot of energy being moved across the board this month. There's a lot of peace being ushered in and a lot of calm. So I think it's going to be, as they say, a productive month that leads to a lot of peace. There's still going to be a lot that's asked for on an energetic level. So it's not, I'm not going to say it's going to like this entire year so far. I don't want to say like relentless, but it's still like energetically, it's still, we're still being asked a lot, right? There's just this consistent, it's coming at us. It's an endurance type year, right? That's still there. But at least there's that sense that by the end of it, it's like, okay, there's that peace. And hey, as long as there's something from that sense of productivity and then the result from it and that peacefulness from it, then that's all that matters. So, and of course, again, with that nurturing that comes from the six energy, that's going to feel really good. So Spirit saying, remember first and foremost, peace for yourself. So I really feel like people need to take some time for themselves this month, because they're saying, remember, if you're not taking the time for you, then you're just going to clash by trying to be there for someone else. So take your space, because some people are really needing some space this month. So just take some time to like breathe, reboot, connect, be in your own space, handle your own space, again, energetically, physically, and otherwise, and then see what that opens up. And I feel like it's literally going to clear out some room for healing, and it'll be interesting to see what comes up in July. So thank you so much for joining me, and I'm excited for you to connect with your priorities if you haven't already. So if you haven't, take some time and sit and write down so that you can visually see what are my priorities. And you'll notice that some of them may remain the same, and you might be surprised at what has shifted. And it might just be a couple. But whatever they are, it's good for you to have that visual reference and to just really take that time for you to see it and connect with it, and then have that clarity on being able to reference it as you make your decisions moving forward. And then I think you're going to find that alignment can just click that much more easily for you. So it's been nice to connect with you all. I wish you a wonderful month of June. As that sixth vibration says, I'm sending you all a nice big warm hug and light and love to you. Namaste.